The U.S. National Figure Skating Championships are going on in Portland, Oregon. The women's short program was last night. Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today and a regular Morning Edition contributor. She joins me now from Portland, Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What happened with the women's competition?
No surprise at all. Michelle Kwan is in the lead after the short program. Michelle Kwan is going for her ninth national title. If she gets that, it will be tying the most ever for a U.S. single skater. It's extraordinary. She's a little Michael Jordan and a lot Cal Ripken in terms of the staying power, especially being so dominant in women's figure skating at the most turbulent time in the history of the sport. As little girls come and little girls go, Michelle Kwan keeps winning national championships. In second place is Sasha Cohen, who has potential written all over her, but it's clearly a story for Sasha Cohen, Renee, of someone who has not been able to capitalize and win the big event at the key moment. And the question is, can she maybe put it together in the long program and finally, at the age of 20, win a national championship, depriving Michelle Kwan of that very important ninth? We'll see that on Saturday.
Michelle Kwan is going for the ninth national title. I mean, that's a record. Are the 2006 Olympics possibly something she would end up at?
I think we can assume at this point she would, Renee. And that, of course, will be the third go-round at the Olympics for Michelle Kwan. Of course, for all the titles she's won, 5 world championships, those 8 national titles so far in figure skating, she has not won an Olympic gold medal. It's the one thing missing from her resume. And frankly, when you list the great figure skaters, you can list them on one hand. I think Michelle Kwan deserves to be there, but it would certainly help if she does win the Olympic gold medal. She's talked about going to the 2006 Games. I think we can expect her to be there at this point. She skated great in Portland at the Nationals and looks very, very strong. So it's only 13 months away. Then the question is, can Michelle Kwan get the elusive gold to go with the silver and the bronze that she's won in the previous 2 Olympics?
Men also competed yesterday, so tell us about that.
Yeah, they did. Timothy Gabel, the quad king, he's the Olympic bronze medalist from Salt Lake 3 years ago. He won the short program and looks to be in great shape. And interestingly, he was doing this in honor of his friend Angela Nikodinov, who lost her mother in a very tragic car accident yesterday here at the National Championships. Just catching a cab from the airport, the Nikodinov family got in a car accident, and Angela, a skater, woman skater of some note over the last few years, her mother was killed in that accident. Timothy Gabel is very good friends with the Nikodinov family, and in between tears, he went out and skated a great 2 minutes and 40 seconds and won the short program, a very emotional moment.
Christine, I gather there's also a controversy in the ice dancing competition.
That's right, Renee. Tanit Belbin and Ben Augusto are by far and away the best ice dance team the U.S. has had in 10, 15, maybe 20 years, and yet they will not be able to go to next year's Olympic Games. Tanit Belbin is a Canadian citizen and will not be eligible to apply for U.S. citizenship until 2007. They've exhausted all their possibilities, so they may be number 2 in the world at the World Championships in a couple months, but they cannot go to the 2006 Olympic Games.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today and a regular contributor to Morning Edition.